Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Rain this afternoon, a high near 42. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, rain, snow, and freezing rain likely before 9 p.m. Cloudy with a low around 18. Blustery with a west wind 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Little or no ice accumulation expected. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. Breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. And in the news, the Viroqua Police Commission will convene at 3 p.m. on Wednesday to hear testimony concerning the reasons that current Police Chief Rick Neidfelt has been suspended and placed on paid leave of absence. Viroqua Mayor Justin Running has said that his decision to suspend Neidfelt was the result of a months-long internal investigation. Running says he's hoping for a resolution on this sensitive matter but would not comment on the charges. That, according to a report from La Crosse News 8000 online, Neidfelt has been chief since October 2019 and had previously been on the Trempealeau Police Force. Viroqua City Administration has been tight-lipped about the details of the investigation. Hopefully more information will come to light during the public hearing on Wednesday, which will be held at the new City Hall. The Nearly Noon News will report on Thursday. The United States Senate is set to vote today on final passage of a bipartisan bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriage. The chamber on Monday night reached an agreement to hold three amendment votes starting later this afternoon before a final passage vote. The bill is expected to pass the Senate. The House would then need to approve the legislation before sending it to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law. Supporters of the bill hope to pass the legislation through the House before the end of the year, with Republicans set to take control of the chamber. That, according to a report this morning from CNN. While the bill would not set a national requirement that all states must legalize same-sex marriage, it would require individual states to recognize another state's legal marriage. Wisconsin's Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin was a co-writer of the Defense of Marriage Act with Maine Republican Susan Collins. Interest in the legislation increased after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade in June. Critics of the decision noted that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' concurrence to conservative majority's opinion stated that other prior cases, like Obergefell v. Hodges, which guaranteed the right to same-sex marriage in 2015, should be reconsidered. Thomas stated that the same legal principles that the court rejected when overturning Roe formed the basis of the Obergefell decision. That, according to a WPR online report, Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson voted against advancing the Respect for Marriage Act. Johnson said the bill is, quote, unnecessary as the Obergefell decision is settled law and has no chance of being overturned. The Democrats have used this to create a state of fear over a settled issue in order to further divide Americans for their political benefit, WPR quoted Johnson as saying. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.